2 years ago, North Carolina Democrats broke the Republican supermajorities in the General Assembly. Now, boosted by outside groups, Democrats are trying to win a majority in either the House or the Senate. The stakes are high because the General Assembly will draw new state and congressional maps after the 2020 census. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
In 2010, Republicans flipped 20 state legislative chambers from blue to red nationwide, including both houses in North Carolina. They seized control of mapmaking after the census. This time, Democrats are mobilizing.
The Democrats have finally awoken that there's this thing called state legislatures out there in the country.
That's Austin Chambers, the president of the Republican State Legislative Committee. Its Red Map project is credited with the GOP's win in 2010.
But they've also realized that that's the only way you can really have good power in Washington. No one in Washington draws their own congressional map. No one in Washington draws their own district.
2 years ago, Democrats broke the Republican supermajorities in the North Carolina General Assembly, in part by flipping four House seats and one Senate seat in Mecklenburg County. Those areas have been trending more Democratic over the last decade. But that low-hanging fruit is gone. To win a majority and control mapmaking, Democrats must win seats in suburban, rural areas that President Trump won handily 4 years ago. Like in Cabarrus County, where Democrat Gail Young is trying to defeat Republican House incumbent Larry Pittman.
The seats that are left for us to win are in areas that are more competitive. But I will also say that I think that we have fought quite strongly in the court systems ever since the districts were drawn to try to get some of the districts drawn in a more fair manner.
Young is referring to last year's court order redistricting of state Senate and House maps. The changes made some seats, like Pittman's, a toss-up. And in that race, Pittman has only raised $36,000 compared with $173,000 for Young. Other Democrats believe the new maps have given them openings even in red districts. Here's State Senator Jay Chaudhary, the leader of the state's Democratic Senate caucus.
Donald Trump has created more enthusiasm and energy for the Democratic base than I've ever seen before. We are also seeing our Democratic challengers outraise Republican incumbents. In some instances, they're outraising them by a ratio of 2-to-1 to 5-to-1.
One of those places is a mostly rural House district east of Greensboro. Nicole Quick, the Democratic challenger, is eating at Pete's Grill in downtown Gibsonville, on the edge of that district.
Would you like any gravy?
No, that's okay.
How about collards?
We got collards there.
This is the type of place that Democrats have lost badly. It's a town of 7,000 people, and it's three-quarters white.
I will say about this district, yes, you have Gibsonville, you have Whitsitt, you have Pleasant Garden, Julian, you know, all these little small towns out here. But again, you have that 40 corridor. It's becoming a bit more developed through here.
But last year's maps shifted two African-American precincts in southeast Greensboro into the district, giving her an opportunity against Republican John Hardister. She's raised about $70,000 more than the incumbent. Some of her money has come from Democratic groups Future Now and the National Democratic Redistricting Committee. The latter was founded by former Obama Attorney General Eric Holder. Each group has given Quick the maximum donation of $5,400. Their goals are to produce nonpartisan legislative maps. Quick says she supports turning mapmaking over to an independent commission, similar to what's done in California.
I believe that Democrats were guilty of it in the past. I think there's that temptation when you're in power to try to hold on to power. And that's why, you know, I support independent redistricting, to take that temptation away.
She met by Zoom with Holder's group earlier this year and convinced them that she had a chance, even in a district that Trump won by double digits. The NDRC has spent more than $420,000 so far in North Carolina, says the group's director of campaigns, Garrett Arwa.
During the last round of redistricting, I think it is very accurate to say there was not the attention paid to redistricting and gerrymandering that is paid to it now.
The Republican State Legislative Committee declined to say how much it spent so far. An independent map-making commission won't happen if Republicans maintain their majority, says Republican State Senator Ralph Heiss.
Well, I have no faith in any commission appointed by members of a partisan board that would somehow suddenly become nonpartisan once it's handed power. That's not true of any other commission we have. Every board is in some way balanced by who appointed the board. You know, it's clearly a way to hide the changes you're making to the redistricting process to claim it's somehow independent.
The Democrats only need to win one chamber to influence map making. If recent history is any indication, the courts could intervene again if both chambers are deadlocked over map making. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.